Many years into the future, your time as Adam Crompton, as Bridget Hun, as Tramell Logan, as Dominique Fregali, is coming to an end. The person closest to you has only one sentence to describe you and your time here on Earth. What would you hope that would be?
Wowzers, that is a deep question.
That's some serious, like, gotta prepare for a week to think about that kind of thinking.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's gonna be emotional.
Each journey has a beginning.
But he was loyal, fun, and just a generally kind-hearted person with good intentions.
And from then, we get to choose where we go.
Well, she balls that up, didn't she? I'm kidding.
I guess it would be something, you know, along the lines of maybe you don't come across one of me every so often. And whatever my legacy is that I've left behind, that it's bigger and beyond just me.
For some of us, the goal is simple.
I hope people think I'm a kind person.
Strong but soft. I think that really sums me up.
Live life to the fullest.
She kept going.
She cared.
Understood me for who I truly was.
She walked her talk.
Loving. Yeah, I hope that it's loving.
She made my life better, and I hope it would be my son saying that.
It's to have an impact that will long outlast us.
Person closest to you with me would probably be my wife or one of my daughters, and they'll probably say I had a vision, and my vision was, you've read it in the book, if you've read the book, it says, I have a dream. My dream is that when people go to prison, their lives will be improved, not ruined. And so I guess what they'll say is, my dad or my husband, he had a vision. And as a result of that vision, here we are 60 years later. And now thousands of men have been rehabilitated and the prison population has decreased as a result of my dad's work.
She never wanted fame or fortune. What she wanted was to shake people out of any sloth-like somnambulance. So a sort of sleepwalking of life. And I want to be remembered for waking people up before their final 40 minutes is given to them, because they might not be as lucky as I was.
I would hope that the person that's closest to me would be able to say, while Tramell was here, he left a positive impact on the world in a way that shifted a lot that's going on when it comes to our cultural differences.
And it's not only that we do it.
She made 50,000 kilos of ice cream and didn't eat any of it, the skinny bitch.
I would hope that they would say Meg's allowed women all over the world to recognise what they were possible of achieving if they believed in themselves.
That I was a determined person that went after everything that I wanted, but still left the world a better place when I found it.
I guess my notion of my advice, that I would love somebody to stand up and say she was true to herself, for good or bad, but, you know, she was true to herself in everything she did.
She shared her love. I really hope people recognise that. Well, they see that I do it for the benefit of other people.
A loyal, loving person who impacted thousands of people in a positive way.
But it's also important how we do it.
That he was a great friend and he tried to make everyone around him happy. He never had any bad intentions and he cares about a lot of people and a lot of things.
So I'd say the people closest to me are probably the other artists that I hang around with at the minute, and I would hope that they would just say he was a nice guy He was generous with his time and his personality, maybe, and left the toilet better than when he arrived. I mean, it's metaphorically speaking.
No, I understand.
She was strong enough to deal with what life threw at her whilst enjoying it and making the most out of it.
Right, well, Nyx is going to write this. I think she will say, Ollie gave the best at everything he could and did it with a smile.
A guy who is always looking to have a positive effect on whoever they come in to meet, whether it be, you know, opening the door for someone or smiling or encouraging someone in some way, just a small impact potentially on their life.
I would say Joe Wicks was a really genuine, kind, loving person who took care of me and always made me feel good.
Because the day our journey must come to an end, the way that we feel about life will depend on how we decided to live it.
So, I thought about this one a lot, and I think the biggest thing that I hope to accomplish by that point is just, like, a sense of, like, self-pride. I feel like I've done everything I could do, so this is my sentence that I wrote out, which I imagine, like, on my gravestone or whatever,
yep.
That says, "She fought hard, worked hard, loved hard, and exited this world with nothing less than an immense sense of pride."
So I will ask that question once again. Many years into the future, your time is coming to an end. The person closest to you has one sentence to describe you and your time here on Earth. What would you hope that would be?